Welcome to the Pave Your Path podcast. My name is Nicole Oren, and you and I are going to go on a journey together. A journey where I teach you how to feel extremely fulfilled, fully expressed, and at home in your business. I'll combine tools from my years of experience in psychology, business strategy, and spirituality to help you succeed. I'll guide you to elevate as an entrepreneur and leader in your field. You ready? Let's go. Hello, my soul sisters. I decided that everyone who enters my world is now officially my soul sister. So hello there, dear soul sister. How did you like the new intro? I have been switching things up and very intentionally expressing more of like my true essence in my business. And you may have noticed my new look and feel with the podcast art, the intro, and just this like overall aura I have been exuding throughout my business, on my Instagram account, my email list, and I really just have lately been following what lights me up and spicing things up in relation to that. I have to say, it's been so much fun doing this work, but it's also been extremely uncomfortable. And I think that's always the recipe for success. But overall, I like really believe that part of my purpose, part of my business's unique mission is to help people do the same. It's to help people really use their businesses as a tool for self-expression, a tool for creativity, and being who they were meant to be in this world. Not who they were told they should be, not who they think they should be based on the identities that they accumulated, but who they are meant to be, what their soul was really put on earth to do. And that's really a great segue to talk about what I want to dive into today. And that is purpose, what I call your capital P purpose. And we're going to talk about how to really create from purpose. How to create more money, more impact, and more success and enjoyment through creating from purpose. And I want you to think about what maybe brought you to entrepreneurship in the first place. It was likely this pull, this deep desire to do something, to be something, and express more of you in the world, a desire to really create, a desire to express and share. I like to think about entrepreneurship as being a way through which you express your mission, your purpose, and the way through which you carry out your soul's purpose on this earth. I say that and I don't mean to get all woo and cheesy and voodoo-y with you, but also it's just true. Your soul has a mission, has a purpose, otherwise you wouldn't be here on planet Earth. And I like to think that we all have a unique reason for existence, a unique mission, a unique way that only our soul, only our being can make this world a better place. And I think your business is the thing you use to do that and carry out that mission. In Judaism, there is this Kabbalistic idea that every soul on earth has a unique mission. Every soul literally has a purpose. And so the whole point of your existence is to carry out that capital P purpose. And when everyone, according to this idea, according to this theology, when everyone actually actualizes their capital P purpose, the world that we live in, the incomplete world we live in, becomes complete. And I strongly believe that your business is a vehicle for you to carry out your purpose. It is the way through which you will make the world a little bit better by being you and expressing your ideas, your gifts, your truths, your services. And you do that only whenever you really create the most aligned work offerings and service in this world. When you live in your purpose and use your business to carry out that purpose to the masses, you are actualizing the whole purpose of your existence. You are being who you are meant to be in this world, and by you being who you are meant to be and really helping the world in your unique way, you make the world a better place. But when you are being who you are not meant to be, when you are being who you are told you should be instead, when you are being a watered down version of yourself, you don't actualize that purpose. But when you do, when you create from purpose, I have to tell you, it's one of the most incredible experiences. If I ever experienced what it's like to be on drugs or a high, this is the truest form of high. This is the fuel that is everlasting. Your purpose is the fire that doesn't run out. It's the good kind, natural high, and it feels so good. It feels so juicy. It feels so right. When you create from purpose, it honestly feels like a co-creation, a union of you and the universe, you and God, whatever you connect to. But really, the work you do begins to feel sacred. The work you do begins to be fueled by a deeper mission, by that everlasting fuel, that everlasting fire running the show. And after you get a taste of creation that is fueled by purpose, you will know when you are not in that place. You will know when something is not actualizing that purpose. You will know when something isn't that. And you probably won't want to do work that is not aligned with your purpose, and that's a good thing. What also creation from purpose allows you to do, it just makes the whole hard part of entrepreneurship easier. It makes things easier, the hard parts like being scared to post something, or dealing with a difficult client, or a money struggle in your business. Because your capital P purpose will help you see that none of that is about you. You showing up and shining bright is not about you. You charging for your work is not about you. The challenges you face in your business, they're not about you. And when you create from purpose, that will just become your truth. Everything you do is in service of your capital P purpose and that deeper mission. Everything that happens, everything that the universe conspires to create, even the things that feel negative, are in service of you carrying out that capital P purpose and deepening your sense of self, your sense of leadership, to equip you to actually carry out that mission better. But the truth is, even though maybe you know this and you may understand that purpose, capital P purpose, is important, the issue is it's so hard to actually know what our purpose is. Like, why am I here? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I selling this offer? Why was I put on this earth? I can totally identify this. Like, if this is your brain, I can normalize this experience for you. I feel like my whole life has been an everlasting search for purpose and that deeper meaning of my existence. When I was 19, I moved to Israel because I went on a trip to Poland and I witnessed the atrocities my ancestors went through, and I felt like my purpose, my way to really help the world be a better place would be if I lived in Israel, would be if I lived in this land. I'll never forget when I landed on that plane from Poland to Israel, I kissed the ground. I felt this deep connection, this deep meaning to the concrete, the desert under my feet. After that, I started off in this religious seminary for girls where I thought my purpose and deeper meaning of my existence would be found through connecting to God in a way that meant I would have to become more religious and pious, and that lasted me for about 3 weeks. And I ended up switching to what some would call a party school, and I got a bachelor's degree in communications and public relations. Only I was there for about a year, and then I realized that I am meant to help people. So I switched to psychology and started a degree from scratch in psychology. And when I finished psychology, I was still searching for that deeper meaning. And I felt like this lack of purpose in my life. So at age 23, I enlisted in the IDF. Literally me, the person with the jewels and the glam. I traded my Louboutins, I think I had a pair of Louboutins then, for old combat boots. I did basic training. I slept in a tent for several weeks. And I did that for 4.5 years, all to find that sense of purpose. It was real. The pull and the yearning for that meaning was so, so real. So I did that for 4.5 years, and I did that alongside a master's degree in organizational behavior and development, because I was like, my purpose is to help organizations use psychology to make more money and create better work cultures. And I did that, and I worked with some of the coolest, biggest companies in the world, only to realize that once I had a child, that my calling, my purpose, was to help female entrepreneurs, was to help mothers, was to help daughters, sisters, was to help my soul sisters use psychology, use business strategy, and use spirituality to express themselves and actualize their capital P purpose in this world. And when they do that, they create more money, but they create more impact with that money. The money becomes almost like more quality than the money that is created when it's not from purpose. So I say all of that and I tell you my story to really help you see that it could be hard to know what your purpose is. It's not going to just show itself to you in a moment. It may, but sometimes it may require years of searching and years of following what is my capital P purpose. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm not sure what that thing is, I am not sure what my capital P purpose is, I want you to remember my story, remember the different steps I took, and keep taking your steps. Keep following your curiosity and follow those little pulls and nudges you get from the universe, from God. All of the steps I took, from that religious seminary to very secular party school, to the army, to huge companies, to working with women, they all were like pieces of a puzzle that slowly came together to help me identify what my capital P purpose was. What is the point of my business in actually actualizing that capital P purpose? So I want you to follow the nudges. I want you to really see that clarity for your purpose will only come from action. Clarity comes from momentum. Clarity comes from movement. So whatever you do, do not stay stagnant. Don't stay in the, I don't know what my purpose is, so I'm just going to stay here in my office and think about that. Keep following the nudges. Follow your curiosity. Follow your interests. And I promise you, your capital P purpose will come to you. And I want to really end this podcast with a series of questions that are uniquely designed for you to help you extract your capital P purpose. So grab a pen, grab a paper, and I want you to let the questions really flow through your body. I want you to pause and answer them. You can even pause this podcast and answer the questions. So the first question is this: if the universe, God, or source put me on this earth to do this business, and only I can run it in the unique way that I know how, what is the reason for that? What is the purpose of me doing this business? Next question: what is the impact of me doing my work in the world? What is the impact on my clients, on their lives, on their families, on the rest and the trajectory of their lives afterward? What about that impact am I particularly proud of? What are my top three values in life? And how does me expressing myself fully in my business directly represent those three values? Last question. Based on my answers in the above questions, if I had to boil it down to a theme, what is my capital P purpose? All right? I hope that helped you connect to your deeper reason why, to your capital P purpose. And I want you to know that really just keep connecting, keep extracting, because your capital P purpose will allow you to connect to the everlasting, never-ending, purest form of fuel, purest form of high to run your business. If you use this podcast episode to extract your capital P purpose, that's great. Go and create and do your work in the world from that place. If you didn't, don't worry. Keep following the nudges. Keep listening to the things like this podcast that ignite something within you. Follow your curiosity, move, and I promise you, it will come. All right? See you. Bye. What's your business personality? Are you a dreamer, daydreaming about your next goal? Are you a realist, taking the necessary steps? A student or an enthusiast, led by flow and your mood? Are you curious? You have to go and take my free business personality quiz. It's been known to be spot on and super skilled in helping you extract your unique business personality. You'll get a roadmap for how to utilize your unique personality type to create success. Visit NicoleOren.com/quiz to take your free business personality quiz today. That's NicoleOren.com/quiz.